You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Technology stocks flying high until last Thursday are having another day in the red, bright red, looking at my screens right now. The NASDAQ Composite Index in early trading here is down another 3.6%, meaning it's down about 9.25% since Thursday morning. Tesla, the electric car company until Wednesday, a darling of the stock market, is down 18% today alone. Let's get some insight here from Jeffrey Cleveland, the chief economist at Payton & Riegel in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Morning. Do you see much of a connection between the sudden selling of technology stocks, Tesla, Apple, and beyond, and whether the underlying U.S. economy is up, down, or sideways?
David, in a word, no. I think maybe a loose connection and perhaps some profit-taking after a very good run for tech stocks. But other than that, I don't see a strong connection.
All right, before the weekend, we got that unemployment report down to 8.4%. The White House economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, did you see? He suggested on Bloomberg News that the economy is now strong enough and could do without Congress agreeing on new stimulus. The economy is that strong in your view?
Well, David, I think you have to go back 90 days and you have to look at how people thought the economy would evolve. And I think it's safe to say we are on much better footing than we were then. The consensus for Bloomberg had a 10% unemployment rate by year end. We're already at 8.4% on the unemployment rate as of August. So that's great news. The bad news, David, the number that I'm tracking that I'm most worried about is the number of permanent job losers. It's also a line that you can check in the jobs report that we got on Friday. That crept up in August up to 3.4 million people on permanent job losses. So firms that have permanently shut down, people that have been laid off on a permanent basis, and they're not coming back. I think that's the most worrisome aspect of the underlying economy right now.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.